The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. Hopefully your weekend very entertaining as we get back to work on this Monday morning. Nernie in the house. Good to see you here, Nernie, today. I didn't know if we're going to see you or not. DT on the scene. Adam Gillespie in Athens getting ready for that Kirby Smart press conference. You're going to hear right here on The Fan. The Sports Talk, home of the Georgia Bulldogs. Number two team in the nation. And you can listen to The Fan in multiple ways. We've got 680 AM, 93.7 FM. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Listen on the smart speaker. Sponsored by South Point Financial Services. 10 o'clock hour on The Fan. Sponsored by the Haug Barron Law Group. It's important to get those things out so we can get the show started. Let's sing a little bit. Join in, won't you? Let's sing that Met song in the big tape. Meet the Mets, sweep the Mets. Step right up and sweep the Mets. Grab the kiddies, bring the wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. That 10.5 game lead wasn't enough. Man, you guys stink. The highest payroll in the league let you down. DeGrom and Scherzer were throwing gopher balls. Lindor and Alonso swung and missed. They're the lousy Mets, the stinking Mets, sweep the Mets. Enjoy that wild card round, boys. The mighty Braves took you down again. Beat the Mets, sweep the Mets. The Braves never lose. Man, that was fun. That was so fun. Man, don't you know the Mets knew it was coming? And I want to relive some of this. Can we play one of those bombs, Nernie, and hear from Dansby?
3-2 pitch. Into the air towards deep right center field. This has got some distance on it, and that one is gone!
Yeah!
Dansby lays the lumber. 1-0 Atlanta. He's done it again.
Woo!
What a start for the Braves as Dansby Swanson, who's been their leader all year, kickstarts the engines with a home run to right center into the Braves bullpen.
Tough, man. We're a gritty bunch. Just want to win. That's the easiest way to sum it up. But we come here every day wanting to win, and you know, we definitely put in the work to do so. And I feel like our actions back up that attitude.
Boy, I tell you, Dansby and Olson putting on a really good show in all three games. Home runs in each of the three games for both of those guys. Let's hear from Olson after the game.
He really is a leader in there. You know, guys who's captaining the defense, moving guys around in the infield, positioning guys in the lineup every single day, hits for average, hit for power, like talked about yesterday, runs the bases, plays hard. Great dude. You know, honestly, I can't say enough good about him. Really, really happy to be his teammate this year.
Yeah, that's Matt Olson talking about Dansby Swanson. Stop for a moment and think about this Braves team without Dansby Swanson. Now, I don't want to scare the daylights out of you, but Dansby's contract is running out final game of the season. Can you imagine this Braves team without Dansby Swanson moving forward? Because I don't want to look at it. I'm concerned about it. Dansby does things that nobody else is doing. You heard Olson there talking about the leadership. This guy's the glue that has put this championship team together. Clutch, defensively, offensively. One of the most intense competitors in this organization. I can't imagine Dansby putting on another uniform moving forward. And hopefully we're not going to see that. Some very some other impressive things going on this week, and so we better get this thing going. Let's go ahead and have a nugget.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, biggest story out of college football is at Alabama, where the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Bryce Young, went down with a shoulder injury against Arkansas Saturday. Now, they're calling it a little AC sprain. Saban is saying he's okay, should be back soon. I'm not buying it. Now, I'm sure he could go out there and throw it a little bit. But can Bryce Young, if he got hit, when he got hit again, if you rush him back, is he going to hold up? Can he withstand another shock to the shoulder? And if so, what happens then? And I shake my head at these guys that are voting in the polls. You got the Riders doing the AP Top 25. They've got Alabama number one. The coaches' poll, which mainly is the sports information director's poll, I doubt any of these head coaches, very many of them at all, are taking time to really seriously vote in the coaches' poll. They've got Alabama number one. Now, I'm assuming they think they're number one with Bryce Young at quarterback. But I tell you, folks, if they got to go Jalen Milroe, they've got to completely revamp and change the entire Alabama offense. Because it's predicated on throwing the football with Bryce Young. And Milroe is nothing but a runner. Alabama's not number one without Bryce Young. How long is he going to be out? A week? Two? Three? A month? And if they do rush him back, can he withstand another hit to the shoulder? What happens then? Yeah, if I was voting in one of these polls, I could not put Alabama number one with Bryce Young dinged up right now. I don't even think they're a top five team with Milroe at quarterback. So it seems a little crazy. Cray-cray. That Alabama showing up number one in college football today? Not with Milroe. He can't throw it a lick. This changes everything for Alabama. The worst possible scenario for the Crimson Tide. They have their quarterback dinged up because their offense is built around him. They're throwing it 40, 50 times a game. And now they got to completely change that to a heavy running team with Milroe at quarterback. Alabama's not number one with Milroe taking the snaps. I'm just saying. And that's the biggest story in college football is Bryce Young. What's going to happen, man? They got some big games coming up. Now, A&M's not one of them. Lord, the 680 team could beat them. You got Tennessee right around the corner. Going to have to score a lot of points to whip those boys. Alabama could be in trouble. Even though the pollsters have rated them number one. And right now, it doesn't really matter who's number one. And there's your college football nugget today. Yeah, Georgia escaping out in Missouri. That had a lot of Georgia people a little sitting on the edge of their seats there on Saturday night. And we're going to break that thing down coming up in the next segment. We're going to talk Falcons football, too. How about those Falcons winning two games in a row? Getting it done. Nernie, was that your comment before the show started, that major weekend seeing the Atlanta Falcons win their second straight game in a row?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
Was that the Georgia Tech victory?
Well, it was a little bit of everything. There was very little negative to my weekend this weekend. Last night, obviously, the cherry on top of the Falcons, man. How about running the ball 14 straight times?
Yeah, pretty amazing. You don't see that in the NFL very much. Good job, Arthur Smith. And I tell you what, Brent Key, congratulations for what he did down on the flats with this Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket team. Taking over this as the interim head coach. Coach Collins getting fired. And Brent Key put together a performance that Georgia Tech people should be really excited about. In fact, right now, Nerney, I had like two top candidates to replace Collins down at Tech. You had Dale McGee, the Georgia running back coach, former Auburn player, top recruiter in the Deep South. But what he was able to do, I think, was really, really impressive. Dave Brent Key should be, along with Bill O'Brien and Dale McGee, I think the top three candidates for that job moving forward.
There's a long way to go, but it was really good to see, you know, the emotions that Brent Key, who's stuck through this. I mean, there have been other assistants that have left the program, especially last year with Marco Coleman and Tashard Choice. Brent Key stuck through this, and he's being awarded, you know, rewarded with it now. And, you know, after the game, obviously emotional on the field. So he's a guy that you could tell the players like, and, you can certainly root for him.
He's emotionally invested. There's no doubt about it. And normally, you know, we don't, compliment Tech a heck of a lot on the show, but we are today. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the Bulldogs and the Dogs escaping Missouri with a victory and what went wrong. We'll get into that, too. Brag on the Falcons a little bit. We've got a top five. Glad you're with us today on this Monday morning Baloof Show here on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Dansby shading up the middle. Pitch on the way. Fly ball to right field. Acuna going back. Acuna is there. He's got it! And the Braves have swept the Mets and dealt them a devastating defeat. You come at the Kings, you better not miss. They came into Atlanta, Georgia, and the Braves took them down three times. And the magic number's down to a one for this ball club that now has 100 wins on the year.
How sweet it is, baby! Down go the Mets! Down go the Mets! The Braves never lose! Don't you just love it? Just absolutely love it. Good job, Braves. And good job, Braves fan base, man. Put on a great show at Truist Park during that three-game sweep. Love it. Now, Georgia had some problems on the road Saturday night. And want to talk about this as we get the segment started here. The Bulldogs escape Missouri with a 26-22 victory. Bulldogs were down 16-3 in the second quarter. fortunately able to get their act together in the fourth quarter and win that 14-3 to come back and get the victory. I was really impressed with Kirby Smart. Kirby has been known to explode on the sideline. So I was waiting to see that, especially when they were down 16-3. Never saw it. So impressed with Kirby Smart keeping his cool as his team was facing some adversity on the road. Even when he was speaking with Monken up in the press box. Now, we've seen Kirby chew those offensive coordinators that he's had out on the sideline through the headsets. Didn't see it Saturday night. Very cool and calculated when you saw him talking into the headset up to Todd Monken up in the press box. No panic. I love that. Now, to the fan base, I would say you're not going to win. I don't care how good you are. You're not going to win 50-0 every Saturday. It's just not going to happen. You're going to get tested. You're going to face some adversity along the way, especially on the road in the SEC. Boy, that environment got pretty loud out there in Missouri. Bulldogs passed the test. And I think you'll see them improve and get stronger as a team, more so than if they had gone out to Missouri and won 50-0. And two, I believe the team, you have a tendency when you face some adversity like they faced, you have a tendency to look in the mirror and say, we got to get better. You pay attention to what the coaches are teaching in the meetings. You follow that a little more closely. You got to get back to work. And I think overall what George is dealing with here is you got to realize that from this point forward, you're going to face pressure defenses after what Missouri did. Missouri's defensive plan, I thought, was really smart. Play pressure defense. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that they're going to put 6 and 7 guys up close to the line of scrimmage, and at the snap of the ball, they're bringing more people than your 5 offensive linemen can block. You're going to get immediate penetration. You're going to blow up running plays. You're going to get pressure on the quarterback. And Missouri didn't hesitate to do this because they look at the Georgia wide receivers and they think, okay, they've got nobody that we should be concerned about. Nobody outside on the perimeter. When we put our cornerback up and press man-to-man defense, they've got nobody right now that can hurt us deep. And that's a problem. In fact, it's Georgia's biggest weakness right now. So what do you do if you're Todd Monken? Well, you know, the education that I got playing professional football, working under Lindy Infante, one of the greats as far as game planning and play calling goes. Really thrilled to have been a part of his team for a couple of years in the USFL. I learned a lot about the passing game and how to attack. If they're going to put more than you can block on the defensive line, on the line of scrimmage, you got to get the ball out quick. You got to get the ball out on the perimeter quick. You got to get the ball to the X wide receiver quickly. And right now, Georgia didn't have that guy. A.D. Mitchell has got an ankle injury, obviously not close enough to be ready to play this past Saturday. Hopefully that will change because they're hurting without him. Now, I saw Arian Smith get out there and catch one ball. He's a guy that could take the top off the defense. He's a guy that can give you the explosive plays at the wide receiver spot. He's a guy that could make the defenses back off a little bit. But right now, they don't have a receiver that can do that. So what do you do with the run game? They've got 7 up there, and you got 5 blocking. What do you do? Well, we saw Monken finally get around to a gap scheme running plays that eliminated that immediate penetration Missouri was getting and allowed them to run the football successfully there in the fourth quarter. They sort of blew it open there. Zone runs. Eliminate the quick penetration. And they were able to take advantage of that and come back and win that fourth quarter 14-3. The defense out without their best player in Jalen Carter, which is a problem. Defense had some issues slowing down Missouri offensively, giving up some really long scoring drives. 9 plays, 81 yards. 7 plays, 71 yards. They didn't force one turnover. They only sacked the quarterback twice. They allowed 5 yards per carry in the run game. Now, they did play third down tough. Missouri 3-for-13 on third down. One of the reasons why they lost the game. But you better realize this. It's a copycat league. These other teams, Auburn, coming up this coming weekend, they'll do the same thing Missouri did. They'll put 7 in the box, and they'll play press coverage on the perimeter and say, can you do some damage against that look? So until Georgia has a game plan and some receivers that can burn these defensive backs, they're going to have some problems offensively because everybody's going to do it. Heck, I would have put Brock Bowers out there in the X wide receiver spot and thrown him the slant. Put Darnell Washington outside, flex him out in a mismatch advantage and throw a 50-50 ball up to him down the field. And these are some of the things they could have done, which they chose not to. But that was not an easy watch. More on the Bulldogs coming up in a moment. Right now, though, let's talk Falcons football. Hey, we won!
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
Falcons win! Falcons win! We've won 2 games in a row. Hallelujah! And we won at home. At MBS, we spoke about this last week. Falcons have got to find a way to start winning football games at home. And they did it, baby. And now we're tied for first place in the NFC South. Did you see Arthur Smith at the end of the game? Man, he was fired up. Our head coach was pumped. And I think it's because we ran for 200 plus yards. I tell you, Algier looked good. 42 ran physical. Where did he come from? Dean Pease's defense was balling. And how about Koo? He's got to be the best kicker in the National Football League. Man, that was really fun to see. Great to see. Falcons getting a win over the Browns. Now, I still don't understand these critics out there, and I heard some of this on the locker room. I mean, they're all over Mariota. My goodness, is winning not enough? I mean, it should be as an Atlanta Falcon fan. We've done enough losing to last us a lifetime. And look, some of these critics out there, and I'm not talking about the locker room here, but some of the critics out there as far as the fans go, they wouldn't know a route tree from a palm tree. Mariota totally underappreciated right now. And you got to remember now, this isn't fantasy football. This is real football.
It's not fantasy football.
Yeah, it's not fantasy, as Coach Smith would tell you. You got to separate the two. Mariota 7-for-19 in the game, I believe it was.
26.5 QBR.
You know, the interception, I thought, was a perfectly thrown ball.
Yeah, Drake London's got to press a little harder and come back to that ball.
I mean, that was totally
not a great throw.
No, it was perfect.
Drake's got to fight for that ball.
It was right on the money. I don't know how you throw it any more accurately than that. You had the DB undercut him and make a play. I mean, you got Mariota out there. He's managing the game, and I know that's underappreciated, managing the game. leading the offense. His mobility has come in really handy so far this season because, look, we're not a pass-blocking offense right now. We just aren't. What about the clutch play out of Mariota? Game on the line, what does he do? He gets out of the way of the rush. He scrambles around. Was it Zaccheaus we hit for 40-something yards there on that game-winning drive? Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, he was wide open on that one. I think the most of us are concerned with the fumbles specifically. And unfortunately, coming late in the game, and even when he's not losing them necessarily, ball security has still been an issue.
Yeah, but look, the critics were out prior to this past weekend, and if you really looked at the total QBR, which factors in all these advanced analytics, yep. Mariota was number 12 in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. You would have thought he was the worst quarterback in the league. And you know what it's all about? It's all about these suckers that believe that this backup quarterback, this rookie, would come in and light it up, which I just find sort of hilarious. Some of this is on Arthur Smith, too, as the game planner and play caller. I mean, Kyle Pitts, again, one catch. They targeted him four times. Now, this was meant to be a positive segment on the Falcons. I don't want to drag it down by saying, look, Kyle Pitts, only one catch in the game. But there's something wrong with that. And do you blame that on Mariota, seriously?
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't. I blame it on Arthur Smith.
I mean, Kyle Pitts is 6'6". To be able to throw the ball 3 yards over his head multiple times is impressive.
And I saw Brady do that last night. I think the Arthur Smith scheme offensively is not tight end friendly. And he looks as a tight end as a blocker, I believe.
You're right, Buck, though. 202 yards on 35 carries. That's better than 5.7 yards a carry. So hey, that's the offense they're looking for.
When you can run it, why would you throw it? So there you go. Falcons getting a win. Really impressed with that. Let's hear from Arthur after the Coach Smith after the game.
You just said it. We're a team, and we'll find different ways, and we believe in these guys, and we got to keep improving. But these guys believe, and that's the way they work. And hopefully we can get back to, we know we got a huge divisional game down in Tampa next week, and we got to get ready. So we got to go in there and assess where we're at tomorrow and on to Tampa.
Go get them, Coach. We're
good
pulling
job,
for you.
Arthur Smith.
I want you to join us Saturday before the Georgia game as Thompson Lift Truck presents 680 The Fan's huge and free pregame tailgate in Athens. We're going to get things underway at noon. We're going to be set up right next to the Classic Center on Thomas Street and East Clayton Street at One Press Place. Now, you got to be 21 or older to come in. Get your free tickets now at 680thefan.com/tailgatecentral. This tailgate is part of the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Tailgate Central series, and we want to give a big shout out to Thompson Lift Trucks, Harrah's Cherokee Casino's, Georgia Power, Corona, Tito's Handmade Vodka, and Bojangles. All right, let's hit a top five, man. I'm ready.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Ballou's Top 5. Presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, Buck.
Let's go.
What a weekend for a top five.
Yeah,
plenty to get to. So you got a lot to choose from when I ask you, what was the most impressive thing you saw this weekend?
Well, it was, and sit down. All right, I don't want anybody to wreck their car or anything.
Standing up, Buck.
But I think it's interim head coach Brent Key and what Georgia Tech did on the road against a top 25 Pitt team. Getting the job done. They broke a 9-game losing streak to FBS. That's big boy schools. And in the last five, they lost by a combined score of 210-20. You can't make this stuff up. Brent Key inserted as the head coach. And what does he do? Puts the team back together again. They go on the road and take down a top 25 team. Brent Key should be getting serious consideration for the head coaching job. Permanently, I'm talking about. With a performance like that, that was the most impressive thing I saw over the weekend.
It looked like a whole new team, Buck. It was it was pretty fun to watch, even as a Georgian.
Of having a legitimate head coach
Absolutely.
In place. Good job, Coach Key.
Well, very impressive. Let's see how much they can keep this going in an ACC schedule that maybe is opening up a little bit more than we thought.
Yeah, you beat a top 25 Pitt team on the road. So that tells you all you need to know.
Who can they not beat in the ACC? We'll see. They got Duke next week. That should be a fun one to watch.
That's a dub.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Buck Blue calling it right now. Take the Jackets. All right, moving on, Buck. Of all the guys you saw this week, who's your week? What are we in? Week four? Week five? I don't know. Who's your player of the week?
Yeah, it was week five, and my player of the week would be Alabama running back, the kid from Dalton, the former Georgia Tech running back, Jahmyr Gibbs. Totally rescued them. 18 carries, 206 yards, and two touchdowns. He's explosive. He's talented. It's going to be a high draft pick. Jahmyr Gibbs saved the day for Alabama on Saturday.
Showed us that breakaway speed.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
And it's so highly coveted. He's going to be a very high draft pick because he has everything
that
the NFL wants.
Now, he plays a spot that normally you don't see a guy go in the first round. But tell you what, somebody's going to get him a heck of a player.
Absolutely. Keeping an eye on Jahmyr Gibbs. Maybe that Heisman campaign keeps going. All right, Buck. Maybe not as much fun right here. After a tough loss for Kentucky. So in one word, I want you to describe the Kentucky Wildcats.
Overrated.
Oh.
Ouch. Overrated, my goodness. All this talk about Kentucky. Top 10 team, look out for
Kentucky.
They
were. Yeah, there's reason
to
watch
out. They're going to take down Georgia. Are you kidding me? Enough about Kentucky.
What about Will Levis, though?
Two turnovers in the final 3 minutes. Now, here's a guy that some of these NFL prognosticators, these talent evaluators like Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, they got this guy going like number one overall. And I've been trying to tell anybody that would listen, he's a turnover waiting to happen. And they had two critical turnovers in the final 3 minutes. Now, I saw where Kentucky dropped to 13. I would have dropped them to 22. They would have been lucky to be in my top 25. Kentucky, overrated.
Ouch. Let them know, Buck. All right. Well, with that in mind, them being overrated, Buck, give us your Buck Ballou Show college football top five right now.
Ohio State, number one.
Okay.
Georgia, number two. Alabama, number three. Michigan, four. Clemson 5.
Yeah, no argument here.
I just can't believe Alabama's number one. Isn't Bryce Young hurt? Heisman Trophy winner?
We'll see.
He's got a shoulder issue.
Saban trying to
come back into the game. Milroe, the backup. All they can do is run it with him in there.
He did
totally changes what they want to do offensively. I don't know if that's a change you want to be making in the middle of the season. Alabama's in trouble if Bryce Young's not at quarterback.
Especially with not the same weapons on the outside for the Tide this year. All right. Now, we got to bring it down here. And on the final question, the top five, Buck, what was the worst move you saw this weekend?
Well, I'm just going to say the worst move this football season in college. That's what I'm going to go with here, and it's going to be Zach Calzada. I mean, he's at Texas A&M. Help the Aggies beat Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Biggest wins of the season last year.
And so what does he do? He transfers? And he transfers to Auburn. Knowing that Harsin is getting fired. He's not about to get fired. He's going to get fired. So he leaves A&M. He goes to Auburn. And they're so clueless at Auburn, they had Calzada like the number three quarterback coming out of camp. And he'd be the Aggies quarterback right now. I mean, they may have started that dude they started in the opener, but he was terrible. And then they put in Max Johnson, who's not been much better. Calzada would be the starting quarterback for Texas A&M right now. That was without a doubt. I've seen some of these kids transfer and their mistakes. Zach Calzada, the decision to transfer from Texas A&M was a horrendous decision.
Yeah, grass not always greener on the other side. Buck.
Sure
there's your top five.
Buck's top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
Absolutely. Nernie, I skipped over the Brent Key audio clip. Can we get to that? I wanted to hear from him. The most impressive thing I saw in college football over the weekend is what Tech did after firing their head coach. Let's hear from Brent Key, the interim head coach, after the ball game, talking about what that game meant to him.
Well, I don't think it's any different than all the other, alumni and boosters and fans. They love Georgia Tech. I mean, I love the play. I love Georgia Tech. I love the people involved with Georgia Tech. And just to be able to be a small part and a small piece of a very big wheel that turns to give, this place something to smile about and, some energy moving forward. But, again, you're only as good as your last game. And we got another game in 7 days, and it's time to, get back home and, start getting ready for it.
Now, there's a coach that's been screaming and hollering and talking loud. A little gravelly, that voice.
I also heard, Buck, that Brent wasn't really sure what to do during, like, pregame warmups, because typically your O-line coach, he's doing drills with the offensive line. Obviously, his assistant was taking care of that. He was doing, the head coach walk around. Didn't know what the hell to do.
Well, you go over there and you interact with the other head coach for a moment.
I thought you lifted weights on the...
No, they're not doing that clown stuff anymore. That was so clownish, what Collins was doing there. I mean, they're getting back to real football now with Brent Key as the coach.
I believe they used a depth chart this week as well.
Yeah, that was – and let me just say this. These kids forgot how to win football games. Over the last three-plus seasons, you could see it when they played football. They were playing not to get blown out under Jeff Collins. And it was just – it was so refreshing to see just after a week that, of total turmoil that they had to deal with, the fact that he kept his kids focused and they went out there with a bit of confidence. Because, watching these kids play, Jeff Sims, probably at the top of the list, has not played with confidence in multiple seasons. So to see that switch flip over the course of just a few days is pretty impressive.
All right, we better hit a Bulldog roundtable quickly.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs, and it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Howe Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Getting a clutch, come from behind, hard-earned victory out in Missouri. But can they fix their weakness? Now, I went on and on about this a little earlier in the show. And I'm talking about the wide receiver position. Missouri's defense, their plan exposed Georgia at the wide receiver spot. Their pressure defense, where they're bringing six and seven guys up in the box, more people than Georgia can block, and then playing press man coverage out on the perimeter, was a total success. And you're going to see other teams defensively do the same thing to Georgia until they can hurt some people throwing the ball down the field. Ad Mitchell, at some point, should be back. And he is the starting ex-wide receiver, yeah, the guy they split out wide. They need him in the worst way to get healthy. Arian Smith caught one ball, first time he's played all season. He is the number one guy that can blow off the top of the defense and hurt defenses deep. You want to come up and play press man? Arian Smith is a guy that can get over the top, get vertical, and hurt you with the deep ball. You look at these other guys, and they're just not that. Ladd McConkey is a really outstanding slot receiver. Not a guy you're going to expect to beat a cornerback out at the X wide receiver spot. Rosemy Jack Saint is really effective blocking and short to intermediate. Dom Blaylock, really good short to intermediate. They're playing a couple of young receivers that aren't ready to hurt the opponents right now. They got to get that figured out. Auburn's going with it on Saturday. I'm going to sit here and tell you. You're going to see these other defenses Georgia's going to face until they can hurt teams throwing the ball down the field. It's going to be a struggle. And I think it really two things. A.D. Mitchell, when are you coming back? They need you in the worst way. Arian Smith, it's great to have you back. Got to get him incorporated into the offense. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Brock Bowers out there in that X wide receiver spot. Get him the ball. He's a mismatch advantage. Get Darnell Washington. Flex him out wide. where you can get the 50-50 ball, where he can go up over the cornerback and make these big plays happen. But what do I know? I'm just some sports talk radio guy. All right, coming back on the other side, man, we're going to lift your spirits, talk a little more Braves baseball. We're going to chop it up. Magic number one today. Don't you love it? We'll come back, wrap things up. Buck Belue Show here on Atlanta Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Belue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Show here on The Fan. Appreciate you hanging out with me. 10 to 11 Monday through Friday. Take all the support we can get.
I just want to celebrate.
And we are celebrating sweeping the lousy, stinking Mets. In fact, we had so much fun, we actually sang the Mets song to get the show started today. Wasn't that fun? That was awesome. Boys woke up in Miami this morning with the magic number being number one. Always did love that number. And boy, the sweep last night was pretty amazing. There were a couple of things that are totally under the radar. I mean, we spoke about Swanson and Olson playing long ball in all three games. Talked about how bad the Mets were. Lindor and Alonso, 5-for-23, one run, zero RBI in the three-game series. And what about some of the plays that we're not really talking a lot about that were huge? How about that play Riley made where he let the little chopper, the topper, the little bleeder? He did not field the ball. There was a runner going from third to home. No chance to get the runner going to first. Riley, with a very smart defensive play, let that ball go, and it goes foul. Mets could have had a really big inning there if Riley does something different than that. And then how about Darnell with that clutch hit? The Chase Bassett. That two-run single to put us up 4-3. Two outs, two strikes. The most professional at bat in game number three of sweeping the Mets. Travis Darnell, great job. How about the bullpen? 4 2/3 scoreless innings. Lee, McHugh, Iglesias, Mentor, and Jansen getting the job done. Really amazing stuff. I don't have time for the final word today. We'll fit that in tomorrow at some point. At the end of the show, typically. That's going to do it for me. Not able to get it all in. Glad you were with me today. Nick and Chris are coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.